What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. You are tuned in to another episode of the Nexus Podcast. And on this week's episode of the podcast, I want to talk about something very near and dear to my heart. It has been on my mind since I went on vacation to Oregon a few weeks ago. And that one is this, is that telling the truth is one of the most important things that you can do in your life. And after a few conversations with some clients this week here in the office, I want to share a few truth bombs with you about what it means to truly tell the truth and to be healthy, happy, and productive through every phase of the rest of your life. So kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast, where I'm about to drop some truth bombs. Now, we have a principle here inside of our office, and that principle is known as presence, productivity, and profit. And there's actually one P on the beginning. It is posture. And that posture is super important as well. So check this out. When we talk about presence, one of the things that I'm talking about is you being able to have higher level relationships and you get more done inside of your life. As a result of being present, of being able to get more done, of not needing to dive into your social media and dive into your emails and dive into your text messages and dive into things that are not directly right in front of you in the moment, you are actually wrecking your presence. And as a result of the chiropractic care that we provide here in office, we can actually provide you with more presence because of how we affect the brain directly. And I'll talk about how this works and I'll give some case studies here in just a second. When you are present, you're likely going to be more productive. Now, productivity obviously means getting more done. It also means being able to take care of your body in a different way so you can function better, and getting more done leads to more profit. Now, profit is super important because most people think about profit and they think about money. And there are certainly plenty of our clients who have made more money as a result of being under chiropractic care in my office. Many of them have shared that with me on a regular basis, but that's not necessarily the only type of profit. Profiting from life experiences, being able to run again is a profit, in my humble opinion. People who come in not being able to run, able to run again, that is a profit. People who come in not spending time with their kids, not realizing how much their business and them focusing on their business and neglecting their wife and kids is preventing them from profiting of experiences in their life is huge. And so that's one of the things I work with people on, is not just getting people out of pain, certainly we can do that, but presence, productivity, and profit. And we do this by adjusting the body. And when we do these spinal adjustments, we ultimately impact the brain. Now, I want to talk about truth because one of the things that's come up multiple times this week, as a matter of fact, our office manager, Alyssa, earlier in the week, she said to me, she's like, dude, you really want to know something about the office? She's like, this week has been like truth bombs. She's like, people coming in and just straight up telling the truth. Telling the truth about their husbands, about their wives, about their kids, about their lives, and being ready to step up and make a change. People telling truth about the coronavirus, people telling the truth about masks. There's all kinds of stuff that we've been talking about here in our office, and people are just dropping the truth. Not only are they dropping the truth, but I'm dropping the truth too, and we're helping them do it because of the way that we address the brain. So when we adjust the body, when we adjust the spine, we're ultimately affecting the brain, and as we affect on the brain, it creates a profound impact that creates more consciousness. It creates more coherence. It creates more ability to tell the truth and see the truths and lies inside of someone's life. And so I always tell people this, is that awareness leads to change. And so as we're adjusting people, one of the things that we're doing is we're creating a certain and specific set of awareness within the body, and that awareness allows them to make a change. And so let's talk for a second about telling the truth and taking risk. So when I first got under chiropractic care, I was in a very bad place in my life. Now, some people would look at it and be like, dude, you were in a great place. You should never talk negatively about that experience. But the fact of the matter was, and I'm not talking negatively about the experience, is like it shaped me to be who I am in like a huge way. But the problem is that when I was teaching high school English, like I literally wasn't fulfilled. I was taking no risk in my life. I was passionate about teaching and helping kids, but I knew it wasn't like my highest level calling. And so I was just kind of settling for something that seemed good enough. But I wasn't willing to take a risk to even try to learn to do anything new. And so one of the things that happened is I got under chiropractic care. Not only did I have an amazing result with competitively playing volleyball, but I also started realizing that my whole entire outlook on life changed. Like, I started eating healthier. I cleaned up my diet. The way I started interacting with Heather completely changed. The way I started interacting with my students and my coworkers completely changed. And I really started thinking about, hey, if I want to make it more impact in more people's lives, what would I do? Because yes, I was having a great impact in the classroom, but I wanted it to be bigger. I wanted to teach whole families, not just students in the classroom. And that led me to become a chiropractor. That led me to becoming to get my doctorate and moving and quitting my job and uprooting everything, making my wife quit her dream job so we could go to Georgia and live there for 3 years, 3.5 years while I got my doctorate of chiropractic. Now, that was a huge risk, but here's the thing. Chiropractic care for me allowed me to see the truth. And the truth was, is that I was simply getting by. I wasn't thriving. I wasn't fulfilled. I was just alive. And alive means not dead. Living means pursuing a higher purpose and passion. And I was certainly not living. I was simply alive. And so as a result of the chiropractic care that I was under from Dr. Mike in Indianapolis, if you want his info, I'd love to share it with you because he's amazing if you're in Indy. I started taking risk in my life and the risk paid off so big. Like literally today, this is kind of how it goes is Heather and I went for a jog and a skateboard. We took Coco down by the beach. There's a beach trail near our house. So we went on this beach trail and I just took a quick Instagram video, but I had so many people reach out and they're like, dude, I'm so proud of you. It's so amazing that you're doing this. Would have never expected it from you. And it's like, yeah, man, I had to take a risk, but it took chiropractic care for me to take that risk. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is because for me, chiropractic allowed me to look at my life and tell the truth to myself. And until I start telling the truth to myself, until you start telling the truth to yourself, nothing in your life will change. Because a lot of times what we start with is people coming in and they're like, everything's good. Everything's good. Everything's good. And everything's not really good. Everything might suck. And that's okay. But being honest about it is what ultimately matters. And so when I started getting under chiropractic care, what I realized is that I started telling the truth in my life. I started telling the truth to myself. I started telling the truth to my wife. I started telling the truth to my students. I started seeking the truth for myself and my entire world changed and transformed to where I was like, you know what? I'm giving it all up. I'm making Heather give it all up. We're going to chiropractic school. I'm going to get my doctorate so we can impact more lives and change humanity for the better. Because I knew that as I was getting adjusted, if the same was true for me, what if we had an entire world of people who are passionate? People doing what they love to do. Some people would say that's utopian and it's not possible. I completely disagree with that. I think that you can make money doing whatever it is that you want to do if you find the right willpower and drive to do it. Most people give up before they ever get there. And so taking risk is huge, but this is the truth, is that chiropractic care will allow you to take the risk in your life that matter. And I guarantee you when you do it, if you're following passion and not money, it will pay off. It will for sure pay off. Let me share two stories with you. I was taking care of a couple. Their names are Stefan and Linda. Love them dearly. They moved away from us quite some time ago. I think it's been over a year now. But initially, they came in for pain. They didn't realize that I was going to, through the adjustments, allow their bodies a bigger and greater capacity to take on risk, to tell the truth, to do what they want to do, to follow passion and purpose. And here's what happened. We started adjusting them. It started with the wife. So we were taking care of this woman and her mom passed away quite a few months before she started coming into our office. And so she comes in and she's like, you know, one of my biggest goals, she's like, I would really just love to hire an organizer and get rid of all my mom's stuff. Like it's still in the house that I'm living in. I don't feel like it's just too emotional for me to go through. So pretty quickly after getting under care, she comes in on a Monday, ask her how her weekend was. And she's like, I hired an organizer. All my mom's stuff's gone. Huge. Huge change. I'm like, what change? She's like, I don't know. I just felt the safety. I felt the power. I felt the empowerment. And I knew that it needed to be done. And I was ready to do it. And I do it. I did it. And it wasn't that difficult. She's like, it just seemed difficult for so long. And she's like, something about the care you provided for me had allowed me this new capacity in my brain to get rid of all the stuff. Even cooler than that is her husband starts coming to me a few weeks later. And her husband comes in for like shoulder pain or something like that. And as we're adjusting him for shoulder pain, one of the things that I realized very quickly is they start having conversations about moving, like completely uprooting from California and moving to Texas. And they have like a super successful electrical business. So they're like, hey, guess what? We're going to sell our business. We're going to move to Texas. We're going to do it all over again. Why were they moving to Texas? They're moving to Texas because more of their family was there. And so this move and this shift didn't happen until they felt the safety within their nervous systems to actually take the risk. And this is what we do. As we adjust the body, we take the body out of stress and fear mode and we put it in safety mode. And in that safety mode, this is where you thrive. This is where you become living, not just alive. Remember, alive means not dead. Living means following, pursuing passion, purpose, happiness. That's what it was all about. For that family, we completely made this shift just through chiropractic care. Not changing nutrition, not changing supplements, not changing exercise, not changing anything else in their lifestyle. Not saying that the other stuff's not important, but if you don't address the brain, then you miss the primary thing that makes a change and allows people to experience life at a new level. It allows people to actually live instead of just be alive. And then lastly, my favorite story, this just happened this week. And I hope she doesn't kill me for sharing it. One of our clients coming in, and a few weeks before, she's asking like, hey, how does like chiropractic care seems to go hand in hand with like mental health, but I'm not really sure how that works. And can you explain it to me? So I kind of laid it down. It's like, you know, we create more stability. We create more mental health. We create people who are less fearful and more positive and more passionate and more purposeful. And as we do that, when we get people out of fear state, they make better decisions. They make smarter decisions. This is why at the beginning, I talked about productivity and profit. It's like some of the entrepreneurs that we take care of because of the chiropractic care that we provide, they're able to make better decisions and able to make more money. They're able to say, you know what? I'm going to stop working right now so I can go spend time with my family. The capacity in the brain that didn't exist before getting their adjustments. And so this person, as we had these conversations, comes in and there's a very important relationship to this client that we're taking care of that she needed to put some things on the table that had not been put on the table in like many, 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 many years. And so she said, you know what? I've decided with all of my relationships, she's like, I don't know if chiropractic care is playing into this, but I decided that I'm just going to start telling people the truth. And she's like, I know I'm going to hurt some of my friends' feelings. I know I'm going to get my feelings hurt because some people are going to be mad at me, but she's like, it's just the right thing to do. I must start telling the truth in all aspects of my life. And guess where the truth started for this person? It started with her telling the truth to herself about her own relationships that she was having. And she realized some of them were toxic. Some of them were not healthy. Some of them were predicated on lies. And as we started to upgrade her brain, she started to process and perceive her world differently. And the perception of her world differently, an upgraded map or an upgraded version of how she sees the world, has now allowed her to make different decisions. And these different decisions, I know for a fact, are going to be life-changing for this person. They have been life-changing for so many of our other clients. These same decisions that were life-changing for me, because as we adjust the spine, we affect the brain, and that effect on the brain allows people to tell more truth to themselves and to others. It allows more people to take more risk. It allows people to follow their passion. It allows people to follow their purpose. And this is why chiropractic care ultimately matters. Yes, we can get you out of pain. Yes, we can make your shoulder pain go away, but it's so much more exciting to me to see people follow their passion and purpose and make an impact in other people's lives, just like I get to do every single day of my life. It's the most amazing thing because chiropractic care is that powerful that I know for a fact it will change the world. Now, Tony Robbins always says, belief is a poor excuse for an experience. And this is the case with chiropractic care. You may not believe that it's possible. You may believe that it's only about neck pain, back pain, and headaches. And guess what? You will continue to live your life at that same level of existence if you never have the experience of having something more, of having something greater. And this is what we get to provide for all of our people right here in the office. And guess what, my friends? This is the truth, period. It's amazing. Super exciting to me. I could share case study after case study after case study of clients who have made different decisions, made better decisions after being in my office. One of the dads, you guys have heard me talk about this before, but one of the dads I was taking care of, shortly after coming in for care, he was like, you know what? I have extra time in the morning. I don't know why I never realized this before, but I start taking my daughter to school every day. Starts taking his daughter to school every day, completely changes the way his wife sees him. So his wife's like, oh my gosh, this dude is like stepping up big time. What changed? He got a clearer brain because of the chiropractic adjustments. That clearer brain made him realize some truths about his life. And those truths about his life allowed him to change some of his action, completely change his relationship with his wife, with his kids, and everything in between. And this is what we do. This is what chiropractic care is all about. This is why I love it. It's because when we have such a profound impact on the brain, the body goes into a state of presence, of productivity, of profit. And I cannot take the credit for doing that. Your body has a capacity to do it on its own. We bring the body from alive to living. We bring the body from not dead to following passion, purpose, productivity. This is why, my friends, if you haven't had your nervous system checked, I'm going to invite you to do so. You can request an appointment on our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com. If you want more info, please reach out to us. And as always, if you got some value out of this episode, please leave a rating, leave a review. We'll come at you live again next week. I love and appreciate every single one of you. Now go out into the world and tell your family and your friends and yourself some truth. Love you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to The Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.